getting ready for the 4th, as we're now going to bring you the music which became popular around the 4th of July in years gone by, taking this date, the 3rd of July, of course, that's the date when we're streaming her away on mpbn.net on a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So let's take this musical trip from 1915 to 1975 and listen to the music which became popular in those weeks ending the 3rd of July. From 1915 to 1975. And we start 100 years ago this week, week ending July the 3rd, 1915, with the vaudevillian Arthur Fields recording for the Columbia Graphophone Company, and his new hit 100 years ago this week, He Keeps Coming Up Smiling.
I have a gloomy brother who stayed all night with mother. He never bowed but bowed a beautiful girl. He was such a grouchy young kid. Staying home was all that he did. But now you wouldn't know him, 'cause in a flat below him, a beautiful girl he has lately moved in. He seems to be in right. He's down there every night. I always know where he's been. He comes up smiling. I'm always wondering why he comes up smiling and has that look in his eye. He runs downstairs when she's alone, but just as soon as her mama gets home, he comes up smiling. Although it's 6 flights of stairs, he never seems to mind the climb. He's a very gloomy chappy, takes a lot to make him happy, till he comes up smiling all the time. One night just in season, I asked him what's the reason you always come up with that wonderful smile. He said, there's such comical folks. Her dad tells the funniest jokes. Now her dad may be funny, but I'll bet all my money that no joke could ever cure my brother's frown. It's something else, all right, 'cause even in the night, her daddy goes out of town. He comes up smiling. I'm always wondering why he comes up smiling and has that look in his eye. He runs downstairs when she's alone, but just as soon as her mama gets home, he comes up smiling. Although it's 6 flights of stairs, he never seems to mind the climb. He's a very gloomy chappy, takes a lot to make him happy, still he comes up smiling all the time. He comes up smiling. I'm always wondering why he comes up smiling and has that look in his eye. He runs downstairs when she's alone, but just as soon as her mama gets home, he comes up smiling. Although it's 6 flights of stairs, he never seems to mind the climb. Now his nature isn't sunny, what the deuce can be so funny that he comes up smiling all the time?
Arthur Fields getting us underway this week, 100 years ago with his new hit, He Comes Up Smiling. On we move to the week ending July the 4th, 1925, and here's a new instrumental hit from Isham Jones and his orchestra, Riverboat Shuffle.
Thank you.
Isham Jones and his orchestra, River Boat Shuffle. Another newcomer this weekending, July the 4th, 1925. Good timing for this one, as we have the famed American contralto Louise Homer, resident at the Metropolitan Opera for 20 years, and recording for Victor's Red Seal, coming to popularity for her 90 years ago this week, America the Beautiful. Louise Homer with America the Beautiful, 90 years ago this week. Moving on 10 years to the week ending July the 6th, 1935, we have a big number one hit for Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, new to popularity 80 years ago this week. Ozzie doing the vocal for And Then Some.
On me, quick as a wink, I knew I had it bad. If love can drive you crazy, then I wanna go mad, I wanna go mad. I'll kiss you, caress you, spoil you and yes you, and then some. I'll be your shadow, your slavey, your army and navy, and then some. I cross my heart, I'll be yours from tonight. You've got me right under your thumb. 'Cause you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some.
Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. Ozzie vocalizing there, and then some. Another number one hit eventually, this week ending July the 6th, 1935, from Ray Noble and his orchestra. A new orchestra for us. Of course, Ray Noble had one of the biggest bands in England, and we've already had about 20 hits of his that crossed the Atlantic. But in 1934, Glenn Miller organized a new orchestra for Ray Noble on this side of the Atlantic, so he had two of them going. And this is the first hit we hear from this American assemblage of Ray Noble's. And it was a number one song that came out of a Broadway review, Earl Carroll's Sketchbook of 1935. We have the Freshman, a vocal group for Ray Noble and his American orchestra, with Let's Swing It. ¶¶
It started in Harlem, and then in a flash, it traveled from Harlem. Now Park Avenue has taken the Cuban swinging, blowing out a number, swinging, newer than the rumba. They'll do it in London, they'll do it in France. This hot and smoky, okey dokey dance.
Ray Noble and his orchestra with the freshman vocalizing there for us. Let's Swing It, 80 years ago this week new. The pianist Henry King with his orchestra having a hit with a song we heard introduced, three weeks ago by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And we've also had another version of this from Enrique Madriguera, and now Henry King and his orchestra, Joseph Sudi doing the vocal here for Chasing Shadows.
Someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until the darkness fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess, chasing shadows. Just a dream, or am I? Hoping I'll find a rainbow when the shadows roll by. Thank you.
Henry King and his orchestra, Joseph Sudi, the vocal there for Chasing Shadows, new this week ending July the 6th, 1935. When the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra had their follow-up hit to Chasing Shadows in a song that was already 25 years old. It was a song that came out of the 1910 Broadway show Madame Cherry. And they were reviving this song from that called Every Little Movement. Doing the vocal here for the Dorsey Brothers, Kay Webber. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Kay Webber, the vocal for Every Little Moment. Now we leave 1935 for this week with Freddie Martin and his orchestra and their new hit 80 years ago this week, which came out of a motion picture called Frankie and Johnny. Well, I think you know the story. And the review says this was a pretty horrible costume drama of it, you know, starring Helen Morgan. But it gave this tune to Freddie Martin and his orchestra as a hit for them. Terry Shand vocalizing here, Get Rhythm in Your Feet.
Get rhythm and music in your soul. ¶¶ cloud surrounds you, don't lose your self-control.
Get rhythm.
Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul. If Satan starts to hound you, commence to rock and roll.
Get rhythm.
Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul. You all want golden slippers.
Yeah.
Well, lose your weary blues. Watch the roads you're choosing.
Yeah.
One leads up to heaven. If you don't start repenting, you never reach your goal.
Get rhythm.
Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul.
Freddie Martin and his orchestra with Terry Shand, the vocal for Get Rhythm in Your Feet, from Frankie and Johnny. Now let's go to a better movie as we head on 10 years to the week ending July the 7th, 1945. And this is the next film vehicle for Judy Garland after Meet Me in St. Louis. And this had a sort of interesting story to it. A film called The Harvey Girls. And who was this Harvey? Well, thinking back to frontier days, as railroads expanded west, they had stations, of course, and this man named Fred Harvey set up restaurants in these stations. And the plot here has to do with proper young waitresses are brought in from the East to have a civilizing effect on the rowdy communities along the frontier railroads. Judy Garland, also starring with Ray Bolger and Virginia O'Brien, Preston Foster, and Angela Lansbury. And it had an Oscar-winning song in it, written by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren. And it's Johnny Mercer that had the huge hit with the song out of the Harvey Girls. And here's Johnny. 70 years ago this week on the Atchison, Topeka in Santa Fe.
That whistle down the line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard! All aboard!
Let her rip, let her rip, Mr. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here. While the man at the fire shovels on the coal, stick your head out the cab, watch the drivers roll. See the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque, hi. Yes, sirree, here we are going all the way.
Boss will quit till we hit California, yeah.
It's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell.
All the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Johnny Mercer, backed up by the Pied Pipers and Paul Weston's orchestra for On the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, out of the film The Harvey Girls. We'll be hearing from the Pied Pipers and Paul Weston's orchestra again in a few minutes as we have another capital hit coming your way this week ending July the 7th, 1945. Right now we have a flip side from Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. It's the flip of Kay Kaiser's version of Bell Bottom Trousers, which you heard a month ago. On this side, a Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein composition called Can't You Read Between the Lines? The vocal here from Dolly Mitchell.
When I write to you and say everything is okay, if my letters seem gay, can't you read between the lines? I go dancing when I'm blue, as you wrote me to do. But it's not like with you. Can't you read between the lines? It might worry you if I told you I cried every night. You tell me it won't, but why take a chance that it might? I'll be seeing you again, only heaven knows when. But my dear, until then, can't you read between the lines?
Thank you.
only heaven knows when. But my dear, until then, I won't ever tell you that I'm feeling so low. Got the blues so bad, but baby, you'll never know. Can't you read between the lines?
Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with Dolly Mitchell. The vocal for Can't You Read Between the Lines. The name Earl Carroll crops up again this afternoon, 10 years after Earl Carroll's Sketchbook of 1935, which gave us the hit Let's Swing It from Ray Noble. We now have a hit from Woody Herman connected with a film called Earl Carroll's Vanities, and this was sort of a B-picture musical from Republic Pictures, starring Dennis O'Keefe and Constance Moore, Eve Arden. And Earl Carroll's Vanities was his review that he produced year upon year. And the song was written by Woody Herman and performed in the film. And the name of the song is Apple Honey. Well, the song written by Woody and band members was a song that showed up on his radio program for Old Gold Cigarettes. Well, this was an ingredient added to Old Gold Cigarettes to give it that certain taste. So, commercial connections abound here with this title called Apple Honey from Woody Herman and his orchestra having a hit show up this week ending July the 7th, 1945.
Mm-hmm.
put that in your old gold cigarette and smoke it. Sounded like a little more than tobacco in that cigarette there. From Woody Herman and his orchestra 70 years ago this week, Apple Honey. Our final newcomer this week ending July the 7th, 1945. And it's Joe Stafford's version of the song that first became a hit in 1945 for Tommy Dorsey, and we heard that version 3 weeks ago, and that was a revival of the big 1930 hit On the Sunny Side of the Street. Joe Stafford, backed up as promised by the Pied Pipers and Paul Weston's orchestra for her version 70 years ago.
Your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep, just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Stafford, accompanied by the Pied Pipers and Paul Weston's orchestra, on the sunny side of the street. As we head on 10 years now to the week ending July the 9th, 1955, and here comes Pat Boone with his second pop hit, and it was a rhythm and blues cover, which he would have a few of in the next year, before he was a little more original with his material. In this case, he's covering a song we'll hear the originator do next week. For some reason, Pat's version got to the pop chart first. And we're speaking of Fats Domino's new hit, Ain't That a Shame.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Farewell, goodbye.
Pat Boone, ain't that a shame? And we'll hear the real thing next week. Next, we hear one of the early rockabilly artists, a guy named Boyd Bennett, who was performing and living in nearby Indiana when he went over to Cincinnati to record a few for King Records there, and this one clicked. His composition here with his group, The Rockets, Boyd Bennett, 60 years ago this week with 17.
Square 17, hot rod queen, cutest gal you've ever seen. Hello world, I'm really keen on the hip cat doll of 17.
Bennett and his Rockets, 17. Okay, next we have Georgia Gibbs, and she's bringing us her version of the song we heard introduced by Alan Dale last week, a song called Sweet and Gentle.
I was sweet and gentle.
She was sweet and gentle.
kind of sentimental.
Kind of sentimental.
No one will deny it.
No one will deny it.
I was once so quiet, and then one magic night I learned to do the cha-cha.
Cha-cha, cha-cha.
And now I'll never be the same, for I have turned into a dancing cucaracha.
Cha-cha, cha-cha.
And my muchacho is to blame. How can I be gentle?
Cha-cha, cha-cha.
Sweet and sentimental.
Cha-cha, cha-cha.
While the cha-cha's playing,
cha-cha-cha-cha,
and my heart is swaying, I find that I am even dancing when I'm walking.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I'm haunted by that cha-cha beat. I hear the rhythm start whenever we are talking.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I do the cha-cha in my sleep.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha.
How can I be gentle?
How can she be gentle?
Sweet and sentimental.
Sweet and sentimental.
While the cha-cha's playing.
While the cha-cha's playing.
And my heart is swaying. I find that I am even dancing when I'm walking.
Cha-cha, cha-cha.
I'm haunted by that cha-cha beat. I hear the rhythm stop whenever we are talking.
Cha-cha, cha-cha.
I do the cha-cha in my sleep. Please be sweet and gentle. Treat me sentimental. For I'm temperamental. When I cha-cha.
Sweet and Gentle from Georgia Gibbs. Our final newcomer this week ending July the 9th, 1955, from Lena Horne, and she had a movie title for us we've heard before. The movie, which was in theaters 60 years ago, Love Me or Leave Me, was the musical biography of Ruth Etting, whose version of Love Me or Leave Me was well received back in the 1920s. We've already heard this revival of Love Me or Leave Me back at the end of May when Sammy Davis Jr. had a hit with this, and now Lena Horne's version 60 years ago this week.
Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. Night time's the right time for hugging and kissing, but night time is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. I want no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love and no love for nobody else. Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. Rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. instead of forgetting with somebody else. I want no one unless that someone is you. Tend to be independently blue. I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow, 'cause my love is your love. Your love is my love. My love is your love. Nobody else.
Lena Horne with Love Me or Leave Me, bringing us to this midway point on our trip down memory lane as we stream your way on a Friday afternoon on the website of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network, mpbn.net. Remember, you can find previous programs for on-demand streaming or podcasts. And, of course, every Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we'll have a new program for you right here at mpbn.net. Of course, you know how to click and do it and find it, or else you wouldn't be listening to it. Well, anyway, it's right here for you every week, mpbn.net. Right now, we're going back to look at some of the news that was occurring 50 years ago this week when we look now at the front page of the Bangor Daily News for Thursday, the 1st of July, 1965. From London, the North Vietnamese government has indicated that it might possibly receive the Commonwealth Peace Mission on Vietnam if the mission's approaches reflected a formal recognition of it as a government. The British consul in Hanoi, Miles Ponsby, was called in 2 days ago to the Hanoi Foreign Affairs Bureau. There, officials objected to the form of a message conveyed on June 19th by the mission seeking entry into North Vietnam. And from Washington, 50 years ago, a top-secret report to President Johnson is understood to recommend that a treaty to halt the spread of nuclear weapons be given priority over the establishment of an Atlantic nuclear force. This recommendation was said to be one of the principal proposals contained in a report by a special presidential panel on non-proliferation of atomic weapons. The panel, headed by Roswell Gilpatrick, former Deputy Secretary of Defense, was created by President Johnson last November following Communist China's first nuclear explosion. And coming back to Maine, 50 years ago, Frank Rodway of Falmouth, deposed superintendent of the Maine Maritime Academy, was awarded $13,950 in Superior Court Wednesday after a short jury trial of his $20,000 breach of contract suit against the school. Rodney, a real estate executive and former teacher, was appointed a superintendent of the academy at salary of $15,000, January 4, 1964. Minority members opposed the move, saying Rodway lacks certain educational qualifications for the position as set by the U.S. Maritime Administration. The controversy eventually reached Governor Reed, who asked the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Luther Hodges, to rule whether Rodway was qualified by federal standards. The secretary, whose department provides funds to the academy, replied in the negative, but offered to waive the technical requirements in this case. Reed, however, asked the trustees to find a replacement for Rodway. Also from Augusta, 50 years ago, starting Thursday, it'll cost more in Maine to smoke cigarettes, drink liquor, or just talk if you talk by telephone. The legislature, which adjourned June 4th, passed the cigarette tax increase, raising the levy from 6 to 8 cents a package. That is expected to bring in about $5 million in the two fiscal years just beginning. The Liquor Commission, at Governor Reed's instruction, is raising prices of hard liquor by 25 cents a half gallon, 10 cents a quart, or fifth gallon, and 5 cents for a smaller bottle. All hard liquor legal sales in Maine are through the state monopoly. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Thursday, the 1st of July, 1965. Okay, going to the newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100 this week ending July the 3rd, 1965. Here's a cute little ditty everybody was singing in the summer of 1965, thanks to Herman's Hermits. And of course, they got a number one for this little novelty called I'm Henry the Eighth, I am Henry the Eighth, I am.
The eighth I am, Henry the eighth I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the eighth I am, Henry the eighth I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am. Have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am. H-E-N-R-Y. Henry.
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 I guess that's why Roger Miller sang in November, England swings like a pendulum do. Anyway, that was Herman's Hermits swinging with Henry the Eighth, new this week ending July the 3rd, 1965. From number one to number two, eventually, for Gary Lewis and the Playboys, their third show up on the Hot 100, Save Your Heart for Me. Oh, get with it.
One, two,
one, two, three, go.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have yourself a summer fling or two. But remember, I'm in love with you, and save your heart for me. Summer moon is on the rise, and you're dancing under starlit skies. Please don't let the stars get in your eyes, just save your heart for me. When you're all alone, far away from home, someone's gonna flirt with you. I won't think it's wrong. Play along, just don't fall for someone new. When the autumn winds begin to blow, and the summertime is long ago,
Jerry Lewis and the Playboys there, Save Your Heart for Me. Well, 50 years ago this week, we had the first hit from Billy Joe Royal, native Georgian and friend of songwriter Joe South, who wrote just about all of Billy Joe's hits, including this first show-up for Billy Joe Royal this week, ending July the 3rd, 1965, down in the boondocks. In the boondocks, Billy Joe Royal, a number nine eventually for him on the Hot 100 and you this week ending July the 3rd, 1965. The week we first had Cher on the Hot 100, 50 years ago this week. Cher, a native of El Centro, California, had been a backup singer for Phil Spector back in 1963, and that's where she met Sonny, who was connected with his organization, and they cut some records, but didn't do anything with them until she went solo here for Imperial Records with this Bob Dylan composition coming around 50 years ago for Cher, All I Really Wanna Do.
Now I ain't looking to compete with you. Beat, I cheat, I mistreat you. Simplify you, classify you. Deny, defy, or mystify you. All I really wanna do is, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. Now I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or uptighten you. Chain you down or bring you down. All I really
advertising. All I really wanna do, yes, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. I don't want to straight face you, race or chase or track or chase you, or disgrace you, or displace you, or define you, or define you. All I really wanna do, yeah, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. Now I don't want to meet your kin, make you spin or do you in, or select you, or dissect you, or inspect you, or reject you. All I really wanna do is, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you.
Okay, there was Cher with her first appearance on the Hot 100, and I could hear Sonny in there too, but Cher was the credited. You'll get to hear Sonny and Cher again next week as they have their first joint hit together. So things were really blossoming for them in the summer of 1965. When Lee Dorsey reappeared on the Hot 100, he'd had a couple of big hits in 1961 and then faded away. But then he's back now with quite a few string of hits. I don't know. I always hear the dirty side of this record, but you probably won't, but I won't go into it. Here it is, Lee Dorsey, 50 years ago this week, and Ride Your Pony.
Ride your pony, get on your pony and ride. All right, that new. Yeah, yeah.
Get on your pony and ride. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ride.
Okay, number 28 eventually for Lee Dorsey. No further comments required. As we have another guy who reappeared after, well, 3 years off the Hot 100, and this was a young fella when he first had his hit of I'm Gonna Knock on Your Door back in 1961. A kid who played Frank Sinatra's son in the film A Hole in the Head. That was Eddie Hodges. And now he was back at the ripe old age, I guess, of 18 for his final show up on the Hot 100. And he was doing it, reviving a song that had been a hit back in that time for Gary U.S. Bonds, his first hit, New Orleans. And you'll hear a different sax man than Daddy G in this version from Eddie Hodges 50 years ago this week.
I said, hey, 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 yeah. I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey,
hey, hey, yeah.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
Well, come on, everybody take a trip with me. Mississippi down in New Orleans. They got the honeysuckle blooming on the honeysuckle vine. And the love is a blooming there all the time. You know, every Southern belle is a Mississippi queen. Down the Mississippi down in New Orleans. I said, hey, 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 yeah. I said, hey. And do the music with the Dixieland beat.
Ooh,
oh, where the magnolia blossoms fill the air.
Ooh,
yeah. And if you ain't been to heaven, then you ain't been there.
Ooh,
they got French mouse hanging from a big oak tree down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans. I said, hey, 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 yeah. I said, hey. Mississippi down in New Orleans.
Rouser, whoever did it, and who did it 50 years ago this week was Eddie Hodges down in New Orleans. It's as good a time as any to check the chart toppers. This week ending July the 3rd, 1965. The Four Tops returned to the top spot on the Hot 100. Ousting the Byrds after their 1 week reign with Mr. Tambourine Man last week. The Four Tops were back at number one on the Hot 100 with I Can't Help Myself. And there was no ousting the Goldfinger soundtrack from the best-selling LP category. Okay, Maxine Brown, her new one 50 years ago this week, One Step at a Time.
One step at a time, boy. You're moving too fast, boy. One step at a time.
you do, boy, and take your time. It doesn't pay to move too fast, not if you want a love that will last. So baby,
don't push me,
slow down.
Don't push me,
hurry.
Don't push me.
Oh, you gotta take it one step at a time.
Slow
and easy.
You're moving too fast.
Rome wasn't built in a day. It took a lot of thought and planning, so they say. A life don't
One Step at a Time from Maxine Brown. From Jackie Wilson 50 years ago this week, No Pity in the Naked City.
There's no pity in the naked city, yeah. When you're all alone and all your hard-earned money's gone, there just ain't no pity.
There's no pity.
No, 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 in the naked city. You go walking down Broadway, watching people catch the subway. Take it from me, don't ask for a helping hand, 'cause no one will understand. Lights will find you and they will mess you around. Let me tell you, millions will watch you. Have mercy now as you sink right down to the ground.
Pretty in the Naked City from Jackie Wilson. Some Chicago soul from Jerry Butler's brother, Billy Butler, 50 years ago this week. And this was a one-shot for Billy Butler and the Enchanters on the Hot 100. And their appearance was a Curtis Mayfield composition called I Can't Work No Longer. Was a hello goodbye to Billy Butler and the Enchanters with I Can't Work No Longer. Next, we have a new hit from Dionne Warwick. Does this mean a song by Hal David and Burt Bacharach? Yes, it does. We heard one of their compositions 2 weeks ago, done by Tom Jones, What's New Pussycat? Well, here's a song that those guys wrote for the film. That became a hit here for Dionne Warwick called Here I Am.
Now that I know I'll stay. All of my life I'll be what you want me to be. All that I ask is that you just keep loving me.
Dionne Warwick with Here I Am from What's New Pussycat. Well, Barbara Streisand was having great success on Broadway depicting Fanny Bryce in the Broadway musical Funny Girl. And Barbara had already had two songs from Funny Girl on the Hot 100, the big hit of People, and also the hit of Funny Girl itself. And now we have one of Fanny Bryce's huge hits, as performed here by Barbara Streisand as a hit, very appropriately. And it was the old French tune Mon Homme, which came around in the Ziegfeld Follies, which Fanny Bryce had great success with. And here's Barbara then with My Man.
Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on for whatever my man is, I am his forevermore. It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet. But all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, and no hero out of books is my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. Oh, my man, I love him so. Just a spare, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday?
Barbra Streisand and My Man. Okay, let's get a rockin' now with the Righteous Brothers. And this was from their pre-Phil Spector Wall of Sound days on their old Moonglow Records that had issued this one, I guess because of the release of this motion picture, which got a lot of musical stars together with movie stars for a swinging summer. On the movie star side of things, I guess we had Raquel Welch. I don't know these other guys. Quinn O'Hara, Martin West, Alan Jones. He'd be very old by that time. But they joined Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Jody Miller, and the Righteous Brothers, and the Ripcords on the musical side of things. And I guess this was the Righteous Brothers' entry into a swinging summer. Justine.
Justine. Justine. Justine. You just don't treat me right. Hey, Justine.
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 You just don't treat me right. You're like a ball in the morning and stay out late at night. Shop, go ahead and do me up. Gonna get clean for my little buttercup. Justine,
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 Justine.
Yeah, you just don't treat me right. You like a ball in the morning, stay out late at night. Hey,
hey,
ho,
oh, ho,
oh, hey,
hey,
ho,
oh, oh,
ho,
Justine,
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 Justine. For my little buttercup, Justine.
Justine,
Justine,
Justine.
Hey girl, you just don't treat me right. You're like a ball in the morning and stay out late at night.
Wow, Justine, Justine.
I made a mistake of putting the headphones on. I got yelled at in one ear. I don't know. Some of this stuff's best left in the room than blasting into your ear. But anyway, the Righteous Brothers there and Justine, a swinging summer. Real drive-in fodder there. Okay, our final newcomer this week ending July the 3rd, 1965, from the Drifters. They were slipping away, I think, here, number 91 for Follow Me.
I'm getting tired of doing nothing, wasting time. No, there's gotta be a new place I can find. Somewhere where I'll be free and satisfied, yeah. But baby, I will need you by my side. Oh, can't you hear me calling? These are
don't catch the next bus, baby, we might stay. And that would be the end of me, I know. Yeah, so baby, come on, grab your things, let's go.
Hey.
Oh, can't you hear me
calling you, calling you, calling you?
Follow me.
Follow me.
Oh, follow me.
Follow me, the Drifters. So we head on in history now and check some of the news that was going on 40 years ago this week with a look at the front page of the Bangor Daily News for Tuesday, the 1st of July, 1975. All U.S. naval gunfire training activities at the Puerto Rican island of Culebra have been ordered stopped permanently. The termination of naval weapons training at Culebra and the nearby Culebra Keys brings to an end a controversy that has dragged on for years. Culebra has about 800 permanent inhabitants who have been restricted to part of their small island home since World War II and occasionally have been terrified by errant shells. Coming back to Maine 40 years ago, Representative Stephen Perkins of South Portland filed legal action in Kennebec County Superior Court, charging that the state's legislative research office has illegally dropped a cloak of secrecy over documents pertaining to the drafting of legislation. And Higgins Classical Institute, one of Maine's oldest educational institutions, received a new lease of life Monday evening when the Board of Trustees turned over their corporate powers to the Brooklyn-based Faith School of Theology. Okay, now, going to newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100 this week ending July the 5th, 1974. We'll begin with this biggie from Elton John, a single that was extracted for his best-selling LP, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Here's Elton 40 years ago this week, Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
Nothing to those east end lights, muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs. Prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And just one more beer and I don't hear you anymore. We've all gone crazy lately. My friends out there rolling round the basement floor. Ooh. And someone saved my life tonight, Sugar Bear. Showers, sit loose hanging in my darkest dreams. I'm strangled by a hard social scene. Just a pawn I played by a dominating queen. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Damn it, listen to me.
John and Someone Saved My Life Tonight. From Bad Company, 40 years ago this week, Feel Like Making Love.
Without you. Baby, if I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining,
we had Bad Company and Feel Like Making Love. And we'll end it with Three Dog Night. And this ended their Hot 100 appearances as they disbanded shortly after this. After 7 successful years of Hot 100 appearances, their last was this one 40 years ago this week, called Till the World Ends.
Strong. You're not the first to last who's lost everything, and you can bundle up your feelings, hang them in some closet until you need them again. All of us broken-hearted young lovers going inside.
search for one another to world end. Frosty windows scribble name, stepping sad refrain of what's come to pass. The candle glows, so follow the flame. The light of hope can ease the pain of loneliness. And you can't fight the love you're feeling. Hearted young lovers go in search for one another to a world end. You know we all live but once. Losing is a part of living your life.
Daylight always follows the night.
Looking at life as it's always been, it will be that way. Hey, here's to the world end.
To the world end.
World ends. That was it for Three Dog Night, and that'll be it for us for this streaming. Our thanks today go out to Station WLBZ, also to Howie Davison, Bob Shaw, and James Fitch for some of the music we brought you on this edition. Of course, the other side of the 4th of July, we'll be back at the end of next week with you, streaming next Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, when once again we take you from 1915 to 1975. So until next Friday, this is Toby LaBoudelier wishing you a very happy 4th.